You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Dan Ball on WEEI.
Good Saturday morning and welcome into WEEI. It's just after 11 a.m. here on Saturday, December the 6th, 2025. My name is Dan Ball. Thanks so much for spending some time here this morning into later morning because I am here with you for, that's right, you guessed it, 45 whole minutes. A radio show that is shorter than the commute to and from Quincy, Massachusetts to Brighton, Massachusetts. But that's okay. I'm happy to be here for the next 45 minutes because we're leading you in, of course, to coverage of Boston College basketball. It's kind of fun. The next couple days, both yesterday we had BC Hockey on. They were taking on UMass Lowell, which was great. And then today, Boston College basketball is taking on UNH, but not that UNH. It's the University of New Haven. So pregame coverage begins at 11:45 here on 93.7, the flagship. And tip-off is at 12 noon. Thank you to the lead-in from Ken and Curtis. Sounded like it was popping and a lot of people getting morning drunk. And as Jake Owen says, you can't drink all day if you don't start in the morning. So that seems like exactly what was going on. So a really great cause going on there, too. And I got into the studio this morning, and the desktop computer was left on. And it was relatively easy to guess who had been sitting here at this computer last, and I'll just read the tabs off. NHL hockey standings, 2025-26 Boston Bruins roster, Red Wings versus Bruins box score, Dean Letourneau stats, new tab, and James Hagan's career stats. So the fellas on Morning Brew were in here last, and James Hagan's, by the way, 17 points in 15 games, 10 goals this season, already one away from his total last year. He was a great distributor of the puck last year, 11 goals, 26 assists for 37 points, but now already up to 10-7. So you're seeing that goal-scoring touch kind of develop as a sophomore, but just kind of entertaining. I walked in and I said, hockey guys were here last. This is a place I want to be. But anyways, you can join the conversation. It's short, it's sweet, but I want to hear from you. It's 617-779-7937. I'm going to try to squeeze a lot into a 45-minute clip. And I was going to jump right into the New England Patriots because the bye week being as late as it is in the season really gives a good opportunity for fans and, you know, media blowhards like myself alike to do a snapshot of, well, where is this team right now with the bye? What's the reality of the Patriots at the bye week versus what was our expectation for what we'd be talking about here in the first weekend of December? But I got to say something first. So last night, get home from WEEI Afternoons just in time to flip on Amazon Prime for Friday Night Basketball, whatever they call it, Friday Night Hoops. By the way, sneaky candidate for the best theme song in sports right now is that new Amazon NBA theme that they did. And the NBA just kind of has the market cornered between Round Ball Rock and then the new one that Amazon put out. But that's its own side conversation. So you get settled in, got dinner ready, watching the Boston Celtics and some sorry excuse of the Los Angeles Lakers. Now, I don't make it a habit to feel bad for multinational corporations who can Scrooge McDuck their way through all the money that they have, but Amazon is owed an apology by the Lakers and kind of owed their money back from last night. What an absolute disaster that was put forth by the Los Angeles Lakers. And what is the biggest rival, the most storied rivalry in the NBA? Celtics and Lakers, the green versus the gold. A tale as old as time. Some of the best players and coaches in league history have been a part of that rivalry for 50-plus years. And Luka Doncic out. LeBron James dealing with sciatica and some cramping out. And Marcus Smart out. Really? You take out the best player, most would argue, in league history. Although, it is kind of ironic that LeBron James missed a game after scoring, 2 points the night prior. He broke the streak of like 20 years worth of scoring at least 10 or more points. And I saw a couple people that were apologizing for bet slips that night who were just basically putting their rent money on LeBron to have 10 or more points because, it's never been broken. Never been broken in the better part of a decade. Why would it be broken tonight? And then it was. And then all of a sudden he sits out. The whole load management, this is not new. This is not a nuanced take, but it's gotten so far away from the NBA. The game has completely changed. The seeming level of commitment of the players to being at their best night in and night out is completely changed. And it really is unlike any sport right now. You don't have this kind of issue in hockey. You certainly don't have it in football and even baseball. I mean, that's 162 games, but you know, you don't really see guys just taking days off. There are a couple. I mean, you know, J.D. Drew and Clay Buchholz had their fair share of stiff necks and things that some people could have played through. But by and large, the NBA is really dealing with its own unique problem in just how much these guys are able to cut corners. And yeah, they'll levy fines and they'll try to quote unquote punish these teams. But I mean, is there really any significant thing being done to try to curb this? I don't know. It was just last night was supposed to be marquee television. That's a game that NBA fans, not even just in Boston and Los Angeles, across the board, have circled on their calendar. Jaylen Brown and the Jaylen Brown and the middling, trying to figure out who they are, Celtics, even without Jason Tatum, that should still be a star-studded event. Friday night, national-ish TV via streaming. And that's the product that's put forth? Just a belt-to-bottom performance from the Celtics on the barely putting a full NBA team on the court, Los Angeles Lakers? What an assault on the eyes of basketball fans. I mean, the Celtics will take it. They're stringing together some pretty good performances. They seem like they've found a little something in Jordan Walsh. That was one of my biggest questions coming into the season for the Celtics, and we got into this a little bit on the afternoon program yesterday, was, who out of the main Celtics group of youngsters, the taxi squad, so to speak, from last season, Shireman, Walsh, those guys, did any of them have the potential to be the next Sam Hauser, the next Peyton Pritchard, the next young and upcoming supplemental star that you add in as kind of that rotational punch to your stars at the top of the list? Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Derek White. Who are those next guys? Shireman's been hot and cold. You bring in Josh Minot. He's played some good minutes. Namish Keita has really kind of found his form as a guy you can trust, at least in that 25 to 30 minute range. But man, oh man, Jordan Walsh is playing some big boy basketball. He's been a lot of fun to watch at 21 years young, of all things. And the more that he has come into his own, the better the Celtics have looked. And now you're multiple games over 500. And we went from even midweek, the Celtics being in eighth place and prime in the middle of the play-in round, to now they're in fifth in the conference. You're tied with Orlando and Miami at 14-9, winners of four in a row.
It is the longest winning streak of any team in the Eastern Conference right now. And you're only four games back of the Pistons, who, despite, you know, they're 7-3 in their last 10, but you just handled them. Then you got the Knicks, who are only a game and a half above you right now. Then Toronto, who is just a half game ahead of you. And then you're tied with Orlando and Miami. And then you've got Philadelphia and Cleveland currently in the play-in round. So again, a lot of season left, as I told Stiz as he was trying to will his way into believing Bill Belichick would have an over 500 record this season at UNC. I kept telling him, there's a lot of season left. Then there became less and less, and now he owes Andy Hart a six-pack. But my point being, there's a lot of season left, but the rotation is kind of finding its form. Jordan Walsh has been found money for the Celtics, and he's kind of been the guy who has emerged out of that group of depth pieces, depth additions, main Celtics call-ups that has fit into the rotation best. And Joe Mazzulla deserves credit for experimenting and rotating his way into a five-man unit that seems to work. And Jaylen Brown continues to enter his way into the conversation of getting MVP votes this season. I know it's not always the most aesthetically pleasing basketball. There are some frustrating turnovers. He's not as great of a distributor of the basketball as the other players that score at his clip. But and somebody brought up the assist to turnover ratio for him compared to Luka Doncic and, you know, the and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and some of the best players in basketball. And I fully recognize that, but from a pure scoring perspective, having himself one hell of a year. And when you look at the definition of the term most valuable to your team, that's absolutely a guy who's going to get some votes. So anyways, enough for apologizing for Amazon Prime. I'm sure I'm sure Bezos and company will wake up this morning and be just fine. Let's get to the Patriots and the expectations that we had when we'd sit here in week 14 at the Patriots bye. So going into the season, most people had them between 7 to 8 to maybe 9 wins. I know Taylor Kyles said there were 13 winnable games on their schedule. And I know that Brian Hoyer said they were anywhere between 8 and 11 wins this season. By the way, we are one win away from getting to ask Brian Hoyer on WEEI Afternoons, how does it feel to be wrong about picking a 4-win spread for the Patriots? How crazy is that? 8 to 11 wins. And he's about to be wrong. Granted, not on the side that I think we thought he was going to be wrong, but he's about to be wrong. How crazy is that? So a lot of people had them between 7 and 8 wins. And at least when you had the graphic that came up on the broadcast, you at least expected the Patriots to be in the column of in the hunt, right? Like, you expected it to be them, maybe the Dolphins, maybe the Bengals. You know, there, I would say maybe the Broncos as well, as teams who you looked at and went, all right, they should at least be in that in the hunt column, if not in the wild card column. But I give you credit. If you in your heart of hearts believed, let alone bet on, the Patriots to be leading the AFC, leading football, or even leading the AFC East at this point in the season. During the course of the summer, we had a discussion a couple different times about, okay, so what's the expectation for Drake May? There were individual parts of his game that you wanted to see progress. I want to see less dumb decisions, that's for sure. I want to see you take better care of the football, both when throwing and when running. And I want to see you remain a pocket passer for longer. Instead of immediately escaping the pocket and throwing on the run, move the pocket, step up in the pocket. Do those kind of things. And it just turns out that he was paired with an offensive coordinator in Josh McDaniels, who has coached a lot of good pocket passers in his career. So the meshing of the athleticism of Drake May and just the pure arm talent with the pocket confidence and poise, to the point where Brian Burns is saying he might even be too poised in the pocket, that for me was not an expectation. I wanted him to be better at that. I certainly didn't think he was going to be at the point where ESPN is nominating him as having the best pocket poise of any quarterback in football in that article they put out where they ranked, whatever it was, 109 skills. I still don't know if I would have given him that, but the best movement within the pocket or the best just movement in general, that they gave to Dak Prescott, that's probably what I would have given him. Anyways, the stat line for Josh Allen in year two in 16 games, 10-6 record, 3,089 passing yards, 20 touchdowns, and 9 interceptions. To add on to that, he also ran the ball 109 times for 510 yards and 9 touchdowns. So I looked at that in the summer and said, I think that's the textbook definition of success. For a guy that coming into the year, I think the best comparison was Allen. I looked at that and went over 3,000 yards. He's got a better, you know, he's got more, better than a 2-to-1 touchdown to turnover ratio, something along those lines. I would feel certainly a sub five or an above 500 record. All of that I looked at and said, that's perfect. That's starting and playing every game healthily and being a productive quarterback who's not turning the ball over too much. How about in 13 games, 23 passing touchdowns to 6 picks, 3,412 yards, 81 rushes for 319 yards and 2 touchdowns. In 3 less games, he has a markedly higher completion percentage, 71.5% to 58.8%. He already has roughly 350 more passing yards, and he's got 3 more touchdowns and 3 less picks. And the passer rating of 111.9 compared to 85.3. So the expectation for Drake May coming into the year was he continues on this trajectory of hopefully he's the Patriots version of Josh Allen. Big, physical passer who needs to kind of learn a little bit of how to be a productive passer in the NFL and less of a gunslinger, less of a hero ball player. That's what I expected at the beginning of the year. In reality, he is now taking the best of Josh Allen, the best of Justin Herbert, and even I'd say, you know, other quarterbacks across the league, the best of Matthew Stafford, the best even of Joe Flacco, I heard, the arm talent, the ability to throw the ball down.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Field. He was compared to Flacco in that regard, which I thought was interesting, but when you just look at the individual skill, it does kind of make sense. He's put all of that together into a guy that really doesn't have a comparison at the moment. Who do you compare what Drake May is doing this year to in the NFL? It's harder to do than you would think. So that's what the reality has become. And that, for me, is by far the biggest surprise. There are certainly pleasant surprises on this roster. There are things that maybe you didn't expect that are happening. But to all of a sudden have a guy who is every single week making some kind of history. He joins Dan Marino as the only. He joins Tom Brady as the only. He is the only. Those kind of stats that you read. The nerd stats. He does that every single week. That's the biggest surprise. That's the biggest deviation from the expectation that I had this season. What were the other expectations? The one that I think was the easiest to predict and has been the easiest to achieve was the resetting of the culture and the resetting of the direction of the Patriots under their new head coach and under their new coaching staff. That would have been the thing that I bet the most money on, because it also probably would have had the worst odds. Mike Vrabel coming in and changing things over from two separate regimes, because you have to remember, Gerard Mayo was here for a year and his coaching staff was here for a year, but it's not like Gerard Mayo in a year set the culture of the Patriots. Unfortunately, last year was kind of just the absence of a culture. The only real pillar, the tenant, the North Star, which I know was a fun one thrown around last year, was we just need to not be Bill Belichick. We need to try to escape from the Belichick regime as quickly as possible. That is not a culture. That is the absence of a culture. That is running away from a culture. So Vrabel had to come in and kind of do two things at once. You, of course, had to distance yourself from the debacle that was last year, but you also had to establish how you were going to be the former Patriots player who was able to establish something different and better than the end of the Belichick years in New England. That one was the thing to me that I looked at and went, well, at least this should be able to happen this year. If nothing else, he should be able to accomplish this season. And that happens pretty darn quickly. Even when you were kind of going through your trials and tribulations at the beginning of the year, you go 2-2 to begin the season, and you were a Devon Achane toenail away from being 1-3. Even during that, you went, well, at least we have Vrabel. At least we have a direction. At least I know that my coaching staff is capable of putting something together in the long term. At least the coach is a building block for the future. So that was the easiest thing for me, and I think even that has been better than expectation, because you thought it was going to translate to better play. It was going to translate to more accountability from players and less of the just disasters that happened in the media and on the radio. But what you didn't think it was going to translate to was 11 wins in 13 tries. And a 10-game winning streak. You certainly didn't see that. So even that has been better than expected. The one thing that I think we expected and have gotten pretty much the exact same expectation in is just the defense as a whole. I think a lot of people looked at the additions, the many, many additions that were made this offseason, and said, well, this should be a top 10 defense in the sport. If the Patriots are going to win games, they're probably going to win games in a low-scoring fashion. And that has become a reality. Your seventh in the NFL in terms of yards allowed per game, 13th against the pass, 3rd against the run, 5th in points allowed per game, and a plus one turnover margin, which is, it's okay. You've given the ball away 13 times versus 23 last year. So that is down. You're not forcing a ton of turnovers, but you're still in the positive, which is a positive. So you kind of expected a top 10 defense, and you're getting a top 10 defense. It's just been everything offensive that I don't think anybody had on their bingo card for 2025. So through the month of September, I think expectations for this team were deservedly low. Think about the games that we watched. The Raiders game was a debacle. The Steelers game was a debacle. You God, just eked away with a win against the Miami Dolphins. So you were a very uninspiring 1-2 through 3 weeks. But then the two-week stretch against Carolina and against Buffalo, I think, is where everything changed. Because you returned home after a home game in which you lost to the Steelers and just absolutely kicked the living crap out of the Carolina Panthers. Hockey brain forever and always. Carolina Panthers. You asserted your dominance for the first time in the Mike Vrabel era over a team. And Carolina has turned out to be a pretty fun team to watch, a surprisingly good watch in 2025. You didn't know that about the Panthers, but you also didn't know that about the Patriots at the time, I would say. So you dominated at home, left fans leaving Foxborough feeling better than they probably had in the better part of a year and a half, if not more. And then you went on the road in Buffalo, prime time against Josh Allen, the archetype versus the prototype, whatever you want to call it, the student versus the master, the guy that you want your quarterback to be versus your quarterback, and you go and win the damn game. And Drake May makes a couple of the best individual passes that we've seen so far this season to do it. Tough place to play. Standalone game. Eyes on the Patriots. Coming off of a win that kind of, I think, raised the eyebrows of NFL fans. Like, oh, all right, they didn't just win. They won against the Panthers. But it's Carolina. Look at the losses that they have on their schedule. You're hoping to keep this within a score. A lot of people left this station on Friday saying, well, I think they have the chance to cover. And you go out and win. And that changed everything. That changed the way that we talk about the Patriots. It changed the expectation for the team. It changed the expectation for Drake. And that's kind of when the rubber met the road, and now we have a team that sits here watching from atop the AFC here in Week 14. And now we're talking about things like hat and t-shirt games. Now we're talking about things like, oh, we're rooting for X, Y, and Z.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Key game this Sunday because it could be a better playoff matchup for us. We're rooting for the Raiders because if they could somehow, for some reason, beat the Broncos, it gives us a better chance to lock up the number one seed in the AFC and get a bye in the first round. That's what the reality is now. And if you out there, whoever, had anywhere near this kind of expectation for this team, well, you know more about football than I do. 617-779-7937. What's jumped out to you? What surprised you most when you had expectations for this season? What reality of the 2025 Patriots has surprised you most? Is it the performance of Drake May, performance of the wide receiver room, who the leaders are? There are a myriad of answers, and I'm curious to hear it. 617-779-7937. Couple spots left on the phone lines. Be sure to fill them up while David Azer tells you what's trending.
Dan Ball on WEEI.
Contrary to popular belief, there is a lot of love in this city for the New England Patriots. 508, Steph Diggs, comeback player of the year. Same 508. Steph Diggs was the most surprising. He should be a top candidate for comeback player of the year. There you go. Fair enough. 401. The play that changed the season was the Marcus Jones punt return for a touchdown versus Carolina, because at that moment we looked very mediocre even to start that game, and the emotion completely changed. That's a great call. If you were picking one specific pivot moment where you kind of felt, oh, this might be a little different this year, that's a very fair call out. 401, I agree. I'd be very disappointed if I had tickets to last night's game. Yeah, as much as as much as it's fun to watch LeBron and his big jug of water and his bucket hat on the sidelines, it's a lot more fun to watch him play. So, yeah, if I had invested anything in that kind of game, I'd be very disappointed. Before we pivot to the latest Red Sox rumors, CK is on the Cape on the Bruins. What's up, CK?
Hey, how's it going, Dan?
Good. What's up?
Not much. So I just had a quick question about the Bruins. Do you see them maybe bringing in another goal scorer? Like, I just looked at Cole Caulfield.
Yeah.
I think he's under contract for a long time. He's making like $7 million a year. Don't think he'd really be an option. But Connor Garland out of the Canucks, he's from Scituate, Mass. I think he's got 15 points on the season. He's 29 years old. I think he'd be someone you could realistically maybe add. I just want to see your thoughts on that. Thanks, man. Great.
Oh, CK, thank you for the call. I appreciate the call and the compliment, even if I was a little quick on the trigger finger. So to answer that, first of all, I would love Cole Caulfield. That would be unbelievable, but I think he is quickly approaching one of the more untouchable players in the league right now from a trade perspective, just because Montreal is building something that's pretty impressive right now. As much as I don't want to pay them a compliment, they've gone through the rebuild in a very proper way, and so they've added Suzuki and Caulfield's and Ivan Demidov right now, who's also having a great year. So I think their group is kind of set. Vancouver is a very intriguing place for Don Sweeney to look right now for a move, because they are getting pretty close to the we need to blow it up territory. And the reason I say that is because Quinn Hughes, who is a top five defender in the sport right now, probably argue it's top three. He's the second best offensive defenseman in the league right now behind Cale Makar. Makar is just like the top three player in the league right now. But all that aside, he's not under Hughes for Vancouver is not under contract long term. So if you lose Hughes, which rolls off the tongue, then all of a sudden you're missing your top defender. The players that you pay the most to score goals, like Elias Pettersson, are not performing. Thatcher Demko, who you thought was your goaltender of the future, who was outstanding for Boston College, cannot stay on the ice and cannot stay healthy. And so you put all those pieces together, it's just not really working. So I love, in a vacuum, adding a scoring punch like Garland. If you had three wingers in your top six that were Geeky, Pasternak, and Garland, that all of a sudden changes the way that teams have to look at your scoring. You're not great down the middle, but you're able to get away with some of the lacking depth that you have at the center position if you're adding a guy like Connor Garland. So I like the player in a vacuum. I would not advocate for adding a forward as my biggest move. And by the way, the fact that we're even close to having conversations about the Bruins acquiring players at a prospective trade deadline or maybe even before is certainly not something, if we talk about expectation versus reality of the Bruins, I didn't see that coming. I'm looking on the back end for my biggest addition, and I don't have a name that I can share with you right now. If you're looking at Vancouver, the most available option is probably Tyler Myers, but he's kind of, you could talk your way into him being a top four guy. He's a bottom pairing guy in a championship team. That's how I describe him. But he is a tough SOB to play against. So I'm looking right now, given what the Bruins' biggest issues have been this year, it hasn't been scoring, which blows my mind. It has been playing the defensive zone, limiting shots and rebounds in front of Swayman or Corpusalo, and just general movement with the puck, moving it from the back end forward in transition. So I put all those pieces together, and I look at their defense, and I go, okay, you got Zadorov, you got McAvoy, you got Lindholm. Who's on the other side of the Lindholm pairing on your second pairing right now? It's Andrew Peak, it's Henry Jokiharju, it's Lauri, it's Jonathan Aspero. Like, those aren't top four defenders. So if I was going to package, and I think CK and I have talked about in the past, the prospect capital that you have right now, the guys that are sitting in Providence, Matt Patra, Fabian Lysell, you got the kid Lochmelis from UMass who's having a pretty good start to his professional career. Like, you actually have some intriguing pieces in the AHL and in juniors for once. If I was going to package picks and prospects for a player right now, and I only got to choose one, it's a right-handed top four defenseman, which is arguably, other than a first-line center, the hardest thing to find in trade in the NHL. So it's a hard thing to do, but I think if you could lock up that top four and you keep the scoring even the same way that it is, I think that solves more problems for you quickly in a more quicker fashion than it does if you add a forward. But in a vacuum, adding another winger, continuing to fix your scoring depth that was such an issue for you for the last couple of years, I'm all in on that. I really am. So I like the idea, and I love that we're talking about the Bruins adding players to the roster as opposed to subtracting them and trading for picks and doing all that fun stuff that nobody likes to hear as part of a retool. But CK, thank you for the call. 617-779-7937 from the 508. Be honest, the Bruins have no worthwhile prospects. You couldn't trade them for anything. Okay, there's two ways to look at that. I recognize that they may not have the deepest prospect pool in the league by any stretch of the imagination, but you do have to recognize that it is deeper than it's been, even than it was even a calendar year ago. Does Matt Patra have any value? I don't know. Does Lysell have any value anymore? I don't know. What I do know is that Will Zeller's at North Dakota, James Hagen's at Boston College are two prospects that teams would be interested in. Those guys are elite scorers at the level that they're at. And if you have a team that's looking to go into a rebuild, ironically, like Vancouver, that's the kind of prospect that you're talking about. And the one thing that Don Sweeney was able to do at the deadline was add that college and the draft that followed is add college level players, Cooper Moore, Hagens, Zellers, that other teams would be interested in having conversations about. You also have the Toronto Maple Leafs first-round pick. Now, it's top five protected, so if you believe that Toronto's going to be a bottom five team in hockey, then maybe you move on from that as well. I don't think they're going to be, but it's still going to be a pretty... there's a chance that it's a better pick than your own. So you also have that to deal from. That's the Toronto pick is the centerpiece of any deal that I'm making, more so than any prospects. So I agree that the AHL-level prospects the Bruins have right now aren't great. I completely agree with that. The ones the level below that are playing at the junior level and at the collegiate level are the guys that I think are intriguing if you're talking to opposing GMs about a deal that you could sell hope on a little bit more than what you've seen at the professional level from Patra and Lysell and guys like that. I sound a lot more like a Don Sweeney apologist in having this conversation than I mean to. Believe me, I do not believe that Neely nor Sweeney should still be employed for the job that they've done. But I'm not in charge of the Boston Bruins. And it's it's hard to argue with the short-term results that they've put together this year. And ownership allowed Don Sweeney to go through a rebuild at last year's trade deadline, which tells you that they believe that he should be given at least a couple more years to try to rebuild this thing or retool this thing on the fly. So I'm trying in my conversation with you right now to make chicken salad out of chicken you know what, because this is the reality that we have. Sweeney's here, Neely's here. These are the guys that are going to be the architects of the next wave of Bruins hockey. It could suck, but right now, I mean, they're a fringe playoff team, and this is about as good as I thought it could go to start the year. So I do not believe that they still deserve to have the jobs they have, but now that they do, I have to try to look at what the positive is. And the positive is the guys at the collegiate level and the fact that they've found something in their offense this year that I don't think a lot of people thought that they have. Will Moore, thank you. Cooper Moore. See, that's the Quinnipiac brand in me. They had a defenseman named Cooper Moore. Thank you for the correction there. I do mean Will Moore. Okay, a couple minutes left. Again, a 45-minute show here on this Saturday morning. It's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate you being here. I'm not the only one in the building because my man David Azar is back behind the glass. David, good morning.
Morning. How you doing? A nice 45-minute show.
I'm doing great. I don't have to pace myself on this one. I can just go 1,000,000% for 45 minutes.
I love it.
And then crash, which is one of my favorite things to do. Give me your quick evaluation of the Red Sox acquisition of Johan Oviedo and the players that were sent both ways.
Meh. to be honest, I think people are overreacting to how much you could have got for the password.
Yeah.
In terms of, it was pretty obvious that the Red Sox needed to move him because of the outfield logjam. They still need to move Jaron Duran or Willier Abreu as well. But the value was going to be what it is, Oviedo, because everyone knew they needed to move on from Garcia. He had no chance of playing here.
Right.
So I'm not surprised at what they got. I don't love it, but we'll see if Oviedo can turn into anything. I still think they need a two. Will they go out and get one? I am growing increasingly more on the other end of that. I don't think they're going to.
I agree, because you've already made two pitching moves. You've already made two starting pitching moves, essentially. And you haven't even begun to address your lineup yet. So you're telling me that you're going to make... And this is based on what we were told at the beginning of the offseason. You're going to make two moves in your lineup. You're going to make a move for an impact number two starter, and you're also going to make a move for Sonny Gray and Johan Oviedo. Does that sound like Craig Breslow? Does that sound like the way the Red Sox operate?
Not quite. But I will say it's interesting that they're getting this far ahead of the curve here, because like we were talking before the show, they've made like seven trades so far. A lot of those were to get rid of Rule 5 guys, but Even still, most of these other teams aren't really doing anything before the winter meeting, so
right.
Still a lot of time left to see if maybe they will go out and get an actual pitcher.
It does feel like there's another shoe that absolutely has to drop, and that's a term that I've seen on Twitter a lot in the last 24 hours, because you have, take a deep breath when you read this whole list, Dan, Garrett Crochet, Sonny Gray, Brian Bayo, Johan Oviedo, Connolly Early, Peyton Tolley, Hunter Dobbins, Patrick Sandoval, Kyle Harrison, Carter Crawford, Uberstein, I think his first name is Tyler, Luis Perales, Shane Drohine, and David Sandlin. 14 different starting pitching options of varying degrees of skill. That didn't even mention Tanner Houck. That's something I copied from Pat Brown from the Playtesty guys. That's simply too many starters. So it feels like, in the, say, the bottom half of that list, Early, Tolley, Harrison, Uberstein, Perales, Drohan, Sandlin, that group of prospect level or young and up and coming starters, it feels like there's a move or multiple moves that will address the glut of guys that you have that just don't have a spot on this roster. And to David's point indirectly, you did just make a move trading from an area of strength, which is outfield depth, trading the password because he simply didn't have a spot. So if you borrow that same logic, your next move should be trading from your next area of strength, which is pitching depth. And a lot of teams are looking for pitching depth right now and young cost-controlled pitching. So if you're approaching If you're approaching Kansas City about Cole Reagans, if you're approaching Milwaukee about Freddy Peralta, something that my man Paul Hembekides from ESPN brought up, if you're approaching Arizona about Ketel Marte, well, then maybe there's something there. But that is the end of our time, 45 minutes in the blink of an eye, and we are done. Want to thank David Azar back behind the glass for riding with me for a little bit. Coming up next, Boston College basketball against the University of New Haven. Pregame at 11:45, which is in about 30 seconds. Enjoy the game. Have a great weekend. See ya.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.